Hello, my name is Dr. Sara Rosengren. I'm a professor of marketing at the Stockholm School of Economics in Sweden. I'm also co-author of Fundamentals of Marketing by Oxford University Press, together with Paul Baines, Chris Phil, and Paolo Antonetti. This podcast is about Chapter 8, Marketing Communications Principles. After studying this chapter, you should be able to describe the nature, purpose, and scope of marketing communications, explain three models of communications that can be useful in understanding marketing communications, as well as understanding models used to explain marketing communications and advertising more specifically. You're also to understand the role of marketing communications in marketing and describe the different steps in the strategic marketing communication planning process. Marketing communications can be defined as a management process through which an organization attempts to engage with its various audiences. By conveying messages that are of significant value, audiences are encouraged to offer attitudinal or behavioral responses. There are three main aspects associated with this definition. They are engagement, audiences, and responses. We look at engagement, it refers to what the audience's communication needs are and if it's possible to engage with them on their own terms using one-way, two-way, or dialogic communications. Audiences is about specifying which specific audience or audiences we need to communicate with and what their various behavior and information processing needs are. Responses refers to the desired outcomes of the communication process. Are we looking at changing perceptions, values, beliefs, or changes in behavior? Marketing communications can be considered from a number of different perspectives. It's also an activity that is used by organizations with varying degrees of sophistication. Still, most organizations use marketing communications as a way to get audiences to perceive their organization or its offering in a specific way. Even if all four P's, the product, the price, the place, and the promotion of marketing will convey important information about a product or service on offer, marketing communication typically refers to the last part, the planned communication or promotion. Fundamentally, marketing communication comprises three elements. It's a set of tools, it's the media we use, and it's the messages that we convey. The five most common tools are advertising, sales promotion, personal selling, direct marketing, and public relations. In addition, the different media that we can use range from TV, radio, press, the internet, etc., etc. If we want to understand marketing communication theory is a useful way to start. Communication can be defined as the process by which individuals share meaning. And communication theory helps explain how and why certain marketing communications activities take place. In the book, we discuss three different models. First, the linear or the one-way model of communication, which is the traditional mass media interpretation of how communication works. In this model, communication follows a sequence where the source of the message encodes the message and then transmits it to the receiver who decodes it. Successful transmission of a message depends on whether there is an overlap of understanding and how much noise there is in this process. Feedback is also needed in order to assess whether communication has been successful or not. The model and its components are quite straightforward. But it's the quality of the linkages between the various elements in the process that determines whether the communication will be successful or not. The second model is the two-step model of communication. This model looks at the influence of other people in the communication process as well. Two steps thus refer to the fact that communication from a medium or media might reach people via other people. This model thus depicts information flowing from various media channels to particular types of people who other members of the audience then refer to for information and guidance. These other people are typically opinion leader or opinion formers. In the third model, the interaction model of communication, It explains how communication flows not just between a sender and receiver, but through a network of people. Interaction is about the action that leads to responses, and most importantly, in an age of interactive communication, interactivity is a prelude to dialogue, and dialogue is the highest or purest form of communication. So dialogue occurs through reasoning, which requires both listening and adaptation skills. Dialogue is concerned with the development of knowledge that is specific to the parties involved, so it could also be seen as learning together. These three models are general communication models. There are also several models concerned with marketing communication specifically. Still, there is no coherent theory or model explaining how marketing communications or advertising works. Rather, different frameworks can be used and divided based on a general conception of how advertising work. On the one hand, we have the strong theory. According to this theory, marketing communications and advertising persuades people to buy a product or a brand. This view typically relies on sequential approaches such as the AIDA, awareness, interest, desire, action, or the hierarchy of effect models that explains the different steps in which advertising sets out to persuade. According to the weak theory, buying behaviors are mainly driven by purchase habit rather than exposure to promotional messages. In this view, advertising is considered to be more of a defensive action that sets out to retain customers and increase brand usage. So advertising is used to reinforce existing attitudes rather than drastically change them. Both the strong and weak theories of advertising are important because they are equally right and equally wrong. The answer to the question, how does advertising work, lies somewhere between these two perspectives, depending on the context. When consumers are highly involved, the strong theory is most applicable. However, the most product that we buy are of low involvement, and here advertising is mainly about maintaining awareness, and thus the weak theory is more applicable. To understand how marketing communication works, a circular model of the attitude construct is helpful. This model focuses on the three steps of attitude formation: learning, feeling, and acting, but without placing them in a specific sequence. The focus should be on what the audience requires in order to act in the way we want them to. It might be focusing on learning, feeling, or doing components. In other words, for marketing communications to be audience-centered, we should develop campaigns based on the overriding need of the audience at any one time, based on their need to learn, feel, or behave in particular ways. In the chapter, we also discuss the importance of word of mouth in marketing communications. The development of technologies such as social media, which facilitates interaction between customers, has intensified the importance of word of mouth for marketers. Word of mouth communication can be defined as interpersonal communication regarding products or services, where the receiver regards the communication as impartial. Today, organizations actively manage word-of-mouth communications to generate positive comments and as a way of differentiating themselves in the market. Viral marketing, or word-of-mouth as it's sometimes called, is an electronic version of the spoken endorsement of an offering. Both online and offline word-of-mouth is becoming increasingly important for marketing communications to have its desired impact. To conclude the chapter, we also discuss a framework for different marketing communication tasks and communication planning. Marketing communication tasks can be summarized as DRIP. So we use marketing communications to differentiate, reinforce, inform, or persuade audiences to behave in a particular way. Several of these tasks can be undertaken simultaneously within a campaign. When we plan marketing communications, it's useful to rely on a marketing communication planning framework that highlights what is to be achieved and the various activities we need to conduct to reach there. Such a framework typically represents a sequence of decisions that marketing managers undertake when preparing, implementing, and evaluating communication strategies and plans. In the book, we discuss one such framework that identifies the following key steps in the process: context analysis, marketing communication objectives, marketing communication strategy, communications method, scheduling, resources, control and evaluation, and feedback. This framework reflects a deliberate or planned approach to strategic marketing communications. Okay, so that's all for now. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I hope you enjoyed the book. Thank you for listening.